Hey, cashiers. We Have the Receipts podcast is coming at you live from Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles.
Chris, are you kidding?
No, Netflix is a joke, Courtney, but this is not one of them. Our listeners in LA have the chance to join us for a live recording of our podcast, We Have the Receipts, hosted by me, Chris Burns.
And me, Courtney Revolution.
Join us and a few surprise guests from your favorite Netflix reality shows on Saturday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at a secret location in Hollywood.
To be announced.
Get your tickets for the We Have the Receipts live show at tudum.com/WHTR. That's Tudum, TUDUM.com/WHTR.
Tickets are limited. If you can't make it to the show, we still want to hear your beautiful voice. Leave us a message at speakpipe.com/WeHaveTheReceipts.
You may even hear your own voice on the show.
Grab a ticket at tudum.com/WHTR.
And we'll see you on May 4th in Los Angeles. Bye, cashiers.
I had a doctor in New York City that just wrote me prescriptions. Dr. Michael, no last name. Oh, I don't mean I'm protecting his identity. He never told me his last name. Even before the pandemic, Dr. Michael worked out of his apartment on 2nd Avenue. That's odd. I'd go to see Dr. Michael and I'd knock on his door. And he'd always answer the door like this. He'd go, "My wife Minerva is sleeping." Like really paranoid. But he wasn't saying, "So keep your voice down." It was as if he was saying, "I didn't just kill my wife Minerva." So then we'd go into his kitchenette. To call it a kitchen would be a great exaggeration. And we'd have our appointment. I'd go, "I want Klonopin." And he'd go, "Okay." And as he was writing it out on the pad and tearing it off, he'd go, "Oh, what's it for?" And I'd go, "I have anxiety." And he'd go, "Oh, then you need it." And then Dr. Michael, he'd always go, "Hey, you want a flu shot?" Aww. He wanted to be like a real doctor. I go, "No, Michael. You already gave me 2 flu shots this month, man. I feel crazy. I feel super sick." And he'd go, "Do you want a B12 shot? You want a vitamin shot?" So he always wanted to give me a shot of some kind because he had like a thing. I mean, look, a guy named Dr. Michael that works out of his apartment is gonna have a thing. Michael's thing was, he wanted guys to take their shirts off in his apartment. You're all uncomfortable now, but I'm way over it. And also, if you think this story ends with me being like, "And I said, absolutely not," you're about to be so disappointed. So we had this little like charade. I'd roll up my t-shirt sleeve and Michael would come in with the syringe. And he'd go, "I'm gonna need the whole shirt off." I'd be like, 30 Klonopin, 2 refills. And then the sexual harassment would stop, to be fair. So maybe that was his whole thing, was just getting guys to take their shirts off. Or maybe there was something about me with my shirt off that stops sexual harassment. You know, that story has 2 morals. One, now you know that. You didn't used to. The other moral is this. You should get vaccinated and get a booster and all of that. But these days, when you hear people be like, "Just trust doctors." Anytime you hear someone say, "Trust doctors," just remember, somewhere in a kitchenette sits Dr. Michael. And if he's so trustworthy, why is Minerva always sleeping?
Watch John Mulaney, Baby J, only on Netflix. And don't forget to follow us at Netflix is a Joke on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.